Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Shimu le didash in the pasuk in Yishaya, Shimu alai abir elev arachoyke mitzdako. Listen to me, says Rebbeinu Shalom. Shimu alai abir elev arachoyke mitzdako. Who's the abir elev? The hard-hearted people arachoyke mitzdako that are distant from tzedako or righteousness, as we'll see. And the Gemara darshins, who are these abiri lev? Who are these hard-hearted people? Ravashi says, Hani b'nei masu machsio abiri lev ninu. The people that live in my town, Ravashi was the Murad Asra and masu machasio. He says, the people that live, the goyim that live in my town, are abiri lev. They're hard-hearted people. Why? Dikachozu shivcho deiraiso yikro deiraiso tri zimni b'shato v'loi kumegayer giyuri minayu. They see the Shevach, they see the Kavod HaTorah twice a year, and none of the Goyim were ever Megayer. You have to be hard-hearted not to be Megayer after seeing the Kavod HaTorah. What was the Kavod HaTorah? Rashi says, it's talking about Yarchei Kalah. Twice a year they had Yarchei Kalah. Before Sukkot and before Pesach, they had Yarchei Kalah for the month of Elul and the month of Adar. Everybody came to hear Ravashi Darshan about the upcoming Yom Tovim. And Memela, the Goyim were able to see the Kavod HaTorah. And no one was Megayer. Why is it called Yarchei Kalah? Yerech, it's a lashon of a month. The entire El, entire Arda, they came to learn. Says Tosfos, Kinnur is bothered. What was the Kavod HaTorah that they missed, that they saw, and they weren't Megayer? Says Tosfos, Ulai Israchesh Lehu Niso. Maybe a nace happened. What was the nace? It says, Reisi B'Sefer Ha'itim Shechibi Rabbi Yehuda Ben Barzilai. Says Taisvis, in Yudzayan Rebbeis, I saw in the Sefer Itim that Rehuda ben Barzilai wrote that he says, Shomati, Shoyo Eish Yurid Aleim in Ashomayim, Bekola de Elul, Bekola de Adar. I heard that a Ruchni Zdik of fire came down from the Shomayim and surrounded the people that were learning by the Yarchei Kalah in Elul and in Adar. Mamelo, anybody that sees such Kavod HaTorah, you see a nace in front of your eyes. How could it be that you're so hard-hearted? You're not inspired to become a Yid? How could it be? That's Tosfos. What does Rashi hold? Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi says that they came to learn. What was the Shivcha D'Oraisa that you have to be hard-hearted not to be Megayer? And the answer is, the very fact that they came and they left their families behind and they left their work behind, and they left all their amenities behind, and they came and they dedicated themselves to a greater cause. You have hundreds of people that are coming and going from a country to country to sit and learn. Ein lecha kavod haTorah gadol mizeh. You have no greater kavod haTorah, and you have no greater to show. You don't see the kavod haTorah. People are willing to give up everything that they have to come and sit and learn. You don't have, that's not kavod haTorah. You're not inspired. You come here and you see hundreds of yidden that came from, and they left everything. You left your family, many of them, and many of them left their work and everything else. And you left your car there, most of you. And you came here, and you came to learn. There's no greater kavod haTorah than that. And I think it's very apropos that they chose the sugyas that are nageya to Kiddush and Avdal, because that's exactly what's going on over here. You're mavdu yourself from everything that you have in America, and you came here to Eretz HaKadosh to learn Torah HaKadosh. Ein lecha kavod haTorah, ein lecha Kiddush Hashem, gol demizeh. Ashreichem, Ashreichem, Ashreichem. We're going to go through the sugya of Ezer Hashem of Torah Mali Lugmov is Yotza by Kiddush. And Ezer Hashem, we're going to go through the different steps in the sugya. With each one, we'll try to come out with the halacha l'maisa. And the real takeaway at the end, which is nageya to everybody, probably most people every week, and probably everybody every day. A takeaway, la halacha l'maisa, we should come out with. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Kuv Zayin Amabes. After the sugya of Chamar Medina, it says, Tanu Rabbanan in Mekachin al Hashechar Mishumer Belezber Bishimen Omer Mekachin. That was what we heard yesterday, Benegeyata, what's considered Chamar Medina. Maybe at the end of the day, Sheikhar is not considered Chamar Medina. Then the Gemara comes out and says, how much do you have to drink? The continuation of the Braisa, Mete Emes Yayin Kol Shehu. The person, the Tanakama holds, the person that's Mekadish and he drinks from the wine, how much does he have to drink? Kol Shehu, even a Mashu, Yu Yetzi Yidei Choves Kiddush. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Maloy Lugmov. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Yehuda is Chorlik, and he says, no, you need to drink a Maloy Lugmov, a mouthful. You have to drink an entire mouthful to be Yetzi Dei Kiddush. How do we paskin Alach Lamaiso? The Gemara brings down an Amara that seems to paskin Alach Lamaiso. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Chayntoni Rav Gidod Menarish, HaMekadish V'toim Maloy Lugmov Yotzo, V'mlav La Yotzo. somebody that's Makadish and he drinks a Malay Lugmov, you're Yotze. And if he didn't drink a Malay Lugmov, you're not Yotze. Clearly not like the Tanakamo. How much do you have to drink to be Yotze? You have to drink a Malay Lugmov. Interesting to note, we'll hope to get back to this at the end, the Lashon of the Gemara is a Lashon of B'di'evid. HaMakadish V'toim Malay Lugmov Yotze. Mashma that Lechatchila you should be doing something else. If you were Toim Malay Lugmov, then you're Yotze. What's the din Lechatchila? Doesn't say. Shteinisht. How much is the shir Malay Lugmov? So we saw, there's a machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ran, in Psachim, they all quote the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that there's a machlekes benegea to the shir to be b'chayiv, somebody that drinks on Yom Kippur, how much does he have to drink to be chayiv? There's a machlekes in Beisham Beisil. Beishame says, if you drink a revis. Beisil says, if you drink a Malay Lugmov. Says the Gemara, Yuma daf pei, that which it says Malay Lugmov is lav dafka. It doesn't really mean that you have to drink a Malay Lugmov. It really means kim Malay Lugmov. Like a Malay Lugmov. What does that mean? It's not a full mouthful. It's rather one side of the mouth. A cheek. One full cheek. A half of a mouthful. Why is it called Malay Lugmov? Rishonim say, because somebody that's looking from the side and he sees somebody's cheek bulging, it looks like his whole mouth is full. So that's why we call it a Malay Lugmov. But how much is it really? It's only kim Malay Lugmov. It's only like a Malay Lugmov, but it's not really a Malay Lugmov. How much is it? It's a half a mouth. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then it comes out that Beis Hillel is more machmer than Beis Shammai. And we know in Kol HaTorah Kula that Beis Shammai is always more machmer than Beis Hillel. Because Beis Shammai says, in this case, that you have to drink a revius to be chayiv. And Beis Hillel says, you're chayiv even when you drink a Malay Lugmov. Says the Gemara, you're right. In Cheshbon that comes out. But in the Gemara, when they handled the Shaila was handled by Negea to Oig Melech HaBoshin, a tremendously huge person, that his Malay Lugmov is in a chanami, more than a revius. His Kemalay Lumov, even a half of his Oig Melech HaBashin's half of his mouthful, is even more than revius of the standard person. So we'll come out to Beis Hillel's Taka L'Chumra in that case. But you want to know in a general case, for the regular standard person, in a Chanami, Beis Hillel is more L'Kula. It's a Malay Lugmov. Says Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran, they say, we see from this Gemara that how much is a Malay Lugmov? Less than a revius. From the fact that only after the Gemara says, if it's Okim Malay Lugmov, then it should be that Beis Hillel comes out that they're lechumra and Beis Shammai is lekula. But had the Gemara, Sevaistois, they understood that Kemaloi Lugmov is less than a revius. The Gemara didn't ask lechatchila when we thought that it's talking about a Maloi Lugmov. The Gemara didn't ask, oh, Beis Shammai is lekula and Beis Hillel is lechumra. Say, Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran, it must be that a Maloi Lugmov, a full mouthful, is more than a revius. A Kemaloi Lugmov is less than a revius. Memela says the Tosfos, the Rosh and the Ran, Zichur, it can't be in Gemara Psachim when it says that somebody is Makadish, he has to have a Malay Lugmov, it can't mean a real Malay Lugmov. Because a real Malay Lugmov is more than Revius. And more than Revius, we know there's no chance that you have to drink more than Revius. Why? Because by Dalar Krisis, it says that you only have to drink a Revius. So by Dalar Krisis, you have to drink a Revius. Kiddush is not going to be any different. Memela, it can't be that when it says Maloi Lugmov, it means more than Revius. It has to be Kim Maloi Lugmov, which is less than Revius. The Rush brings down the Ga'anim that says, how much does a Mekadesh have to drink? A Revius. And it's Tamua. They don't say anything. They're not Mefarish. Says the Rush, when he quotes this after he says this shir, he says, the Ga'anim say you have to drink a Revius. Where did the Ga'anim come up with this shir from? The Gemara says, Maloi Lugmov. You could say that it means Kim Maloi Lugmov. But Revius, it doesn't say anywhere. Not in Yuma, not in Psachim, nowhere. Where did Revius come from? L'chor, we have to say, and this is what the Netziv says in Marim Yisod, he says Lehenya, he says that the Ga'inim learned the Gemara Kepshutai. When it says Maloi Lugmov, it means Maloi Lugmov. And if you look at the Rambam, when he says the Alach of Kiddush, he says you have to drink Maloi Lugmov. He doesn't say Kemaloi Lugmov. He also learned the Gemara Kepshutai. It means Kemaloi Maloi Lugmov. How much is a Maloi Lugmov? A Revius. Exactly a revius. V'meila, the Gemara didn't ask. When the Gemara said, Maloi Lugmov in Yuma, the Gemara didn't ask that Beis Hillel is l'chumra and Beis Shammai is l'kula, because the Maloi Lugmov is a revius. And they are not chaylik by a regular person. The whole machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only by Oig Melech Bashan. But a Maloi Lugmov mamish is exactly a revius. They're the same thing, and the whole nafkamin is only going to be by Oig Melech Bashan. You're right. By the standard person, there's no difference. By Oig Melech HaBashin, a Maloi Lugmov is more than a revius, then Beis Hillel is going to be Lekula and Beis Shammai is going to be Lechumra. Excellent. Something fascinating. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, he says that when he's trying to figure out the shirim, there's a big machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Reb Chaim Noah. Do we say that the shirim got smaller, the eggs got smaller nowadays, and therefore we need a bigger shir, or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he got a few people together, and he tested them to see how much their mouthful holds. So I figured if the Mishnah Berurah could do it, then I could do it too. So I got somebody, Adam Beinoni, 5 foot, 5 feet, 10 inches. You're looking at him. And he filled up his mouth, and till you can't fill it up anymore. And we measured to see how much it holds, and it holds exactly, the most we were able to get into the mouth was 88 milliliters. I'll switch it into ounces in a minute. Betzem, an ounce, a American fluid ounce, is 29.5 milliliters. So it's almost exactly 3 ounces. Reb Chaim Noah, which is the smaller amount, he's chaylik on the Chazon Ish. He says that the shiurim are smaller. The amount of a revius of Reb Chaim Noah is 86.4 milliliters. This was 88. Almost exactly on the button a revius. Exactly. We know that it's 86 is gematria kois. Reb Chaim Noah says himself, gematria kois is gematria 86. And that's how much a revius is. And that's how much the standard shear that people take is about there. In America, Ramesha said a little bit more, 3.3 ounces, then he said 3.1, maybe Reb David said, around 3 ounces, just over 3 ounces, which comes out to be exactly, so it happens to be that the Maloy Lugmov is exactly a revius, like the Gainim say. Now, it's a little bit schwer. According to the Rush says that a Maloy Lugmov, the Rush and Tesis and the rest of the Rishonim, they say a Maloy Lugmov is less than a revius. Why is the shir by Kiddush a Maloy Lugmov? The only place that we have a Maloy Lugmov is Binegeya to Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the amount that a person has to drink is something which detracts from his inui. If you're fasting and you have a Maloy Lugmov, the Gemara says, that gives you Yituvei Daito. It calms you down. It takes away the distress that a person feels because of his thirst. A Maloy Lugmov, once it says, V'inisim is nafshi seichem, if you go ahead and you drink a Maloy Lugmov, you detract it from your inui. Mamele, your chayef. But when you get to Kiddush, what shaykhas does Maloy Lugmov have? The entire, everything in the Torah we know is a revius. Where does Maloy Lugmov come in? Says the Rush, he answers this question, and he says as follows. D'loy mikri shtiyo shel hano bepochas mimloy lugmov. V'anan ba'inan shiyena odo mikoy shel bracho. We need that if you have a koy shel bracho, you're saying Kiddush on a koy shel bracho, you have to be nene from that koy. It's not just that you're saying it on wine for no reason. You have to enjoy the wine that you're making the bracha on. How much is enjoyment? Yituvei daite. When a person is eased, his feelings of thirst are eased, then he has yituvei daite. B'meila, says the Rush, you have to drink a shir of a Maloy Lugmov. L'alach l'maisa, how do we paskin? This is the first halacha, how do we paskin? The Mechaber l'maisa paskins, like the Rush, like the Tosfos, and the Ran that say all you need to drink is a Maloy Lugmov, which is, Tosfos says, how much is Maloy Lugmov? You know it's less than a revius. How much less than a revius? Says Tosfos, nearly that it's a Rav revius. And that's what we pass in Halacha L'maisa. It's a Rav revius. Which would mean, if a revius is like Reb Chaim Noah says, 86.4 milliliters, which is 3 ounces, or just over 3 ounces, a Maloy Lugmov would be 45 milliliters, just about, or 1.5, just over 1.5 ounces. A shot glass and a half would be already a Maloy Lugmov to be Yaitse Yerchiv. Now, let's say you're a gigantic person, and your Maloy Lugmov is even more than a revius. Let's say it happens to be the standard person, like we said before, is about there, the price can say, 45 to 50 milliliters, which is about 1.5, 1.6, 1.7 ounces. That's how much is a Maloy Lugmov.
On a cup?
6 ounce cup. If you see the black, it's about halfway up the cup, is exactly a revius. It's a half a cup, is exactly, this holds 188 milliliters, 6 ounces. 3 ounces is halfway up the cup. Rav is about a quarter of a cup. About a quarter of a cup is Maloy Lugmov, which is about a little less than, between 1.5 and 2 ounces. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're gigantic, you don't have to drink more than a revius. Now, let's say the person is not gigantic. Fakert, smaller. This is one of the questions. I hope, as we're going through, if we have time, maybe we could go through each question individually, the questions that were given out beforehand for those that were interested. I hope that all the answers, all the questions will be answered to the course of the shir. Mamela, a person that has a smaller mouth, l'chur, their Maloy Lugmov is less, their nene from even less wine, they shouldn't have to drink even a rav revius. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha is mistapik. However, the Chazon Ish is machriya lekula. And he says it's pasha that you go buster the person's mali lugmav. Mela, if a person's mother doesn't have a big mouth, then in a chanami, she could drink even less. She could drink less. How much do you have to drink lechatchila? 45 milliliters or 1.5 ounces, just over 1.5 ounces. And that's the standard person. A smaller person drinks even less. Oh, comes along, excellent point. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and he says a massive chiddush. And he says, according to the Chazon Ish, we know that we're machmer, the shir of the Chazon Ish, is that we have to be choshish that maybe our eggs are smaller than Chazal said. So a revius, which is 1.5 eggs, nowadays, 1.5 eggs is half the size of the 1.5 eggs of Chazal. So you need 3 eggs. You need 3 eggs to have a revius, which comes out to be twice the amount that we said b'negeya to revius. And the Mishneh Berurah says, for daraisas, we're machmer for the shir Chazon Ish. He doesn't call it Chazon Ish, it's the Noida Behuda already that did it 250 years before the Chazon Ish. But we refer to it as the Chazon Ish, shir of the Noida Behuda, the Tzlach. He says, in Chanami, therefore he says, when it comes to daraisas, Kiddush, Friday night, is miyusad, is a daraisa bikarin, even if alayayin is not, but Kiddush itself is daraisa. Therefore your cup should hold a revius, a big revius. How much is a big revius? The Chazon Ish says it's 150 milliliters, not exactly double Reb Chaim, no, 150 milliliters, which comes out to be 5 ounces. 5 ounces, your cup should hold 5 ounces. I think Reb Moshe said 4.4 in America for daraisas. The Chazon Ish held 5 ounces, 5 ounces. Says the Mishneh Berurah, your kois Friday night should hold at least 5 ounces. But how much do you have to drink, says the Mishneh Berurah? Maloy Lugmav is telling on each person, no matter if they're living in the year 2 or the year 2022. It's all dependent on what a person's Maloy Lugmav is. Because his Maloy Lugmav, his mouthful, is what gives him Yituve Daite, is what gives him Hana. And Mamela, as long as your mouthful is a Reva Revius of Bismanenu, we don't have to care about how much the wine, how much the cup actually holds. And the amount that you have to drink is only the amount which is actually your mouth holds. Which would mean, interestingly enough, that your kois, your becher, should hold at least 5 ounces. I don't think, in the olden days, they had small koises. Anybody that has a becher from the last 20 years, 30 years, every becher holds between 6 and 10 ounces. Come on, 5 and 10 ounces. They're huge. They're tremendous. They hold at least the amount of a plastic cup, which is much more than the Chazon Ish shear of Revius. The plastic cup is 180 milliliters, Chazon Ish hold 150 milliliters. It's the difference between 5 and 6 ounces. People were smaller 100 years ago. It's actually something fascinating if you really want to know. The Talmud of the Noida Behuda says that the reason why the Cheshbon of the Noida Behuda came out different when he measured his fingers and he measured eggs is because the Noida Behuda is one of the tallest people in the generation. He's one of the biggest people. And Mamela, his fingers were bigger. But you have no right. That's what the Tshuva Me'ava said. L'alach l'maisa, they don't go with that. The Chazon Ish didn't go like that. Chazon Ish didn't go like that. No, they didn't like that. And it's not just the Tzlach, it's other people, the Chassam Sofer, the Chazon Ish, other people that went like this, absolutely. Absolutely, because it's not a din in Rav Revius. It's a din in Maloy Lugmav. It's not a din in Rav. It happens to be that a Maloy Lugmav is Rav of a Revius of... in the times of Chazal, maybe that was the shir. But the Nikuda is not Rav Revius. The Nikuda is Maloy Lugmav, how much you're having Anah. And you have Anah from Maloy Lugmav, your individual Maloy Lugmav, that's fine. So your cup should hold the shir Chazon Ish, 5 ounces. How much do you actually have to drink? 1.5 ounces. Now, this halacha, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that this halacha, obviously, the Shmir Shabbos also brings it down from the Rav Shlomo Zalman, it applies every time you're making Kiddush. That means, if anybody was ever in Shari Tzedek, I don't know if in America they have such a thing, in the hospitals here in Eretz Yisrael, they have a guy with a trolley that goes around, Kiddush and Havdalah, and he goes from ward to ward, the same guy. He makes Havdalah once, second time, third time, by the end of the night he made Havdalah 47 times. One after the next. Kiddush, the same thing. Each time, you have to drink another Maloy Lugmav. Somebody has to drink a Maloy Lugmav if you want to be Yotzeh. It's not enough just to make the Kiddush and then say one at the end or one at the beginning, like this guy did by the Kiddush Club, by the Mechitza, for those in the questions. It's not enough every time that a person makes Kiddush, a person has to drink a Maloy Lugmav. Even though you can make Kiddush 100 times, also din Arvis. But to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to drink a Maloy Lugmav. So how much it comes out, how much is a Maloy Lugmav? Rav Revius, which is about 45 milliliters, 1.5 ounces, 1.6 ounces. It depends on the person, says the Chazon Ish. And if you have a smaller mouth, it's even less. And Mamela, it applies by every single time. It applies 2022, we go bust through your own individual mouth. And not only that, every time that you make Kiddush, you have to go ahead and drink. Somebody's got to drink a Malay Lugmov. So, I'm sorry? Excellent. We'll get to that in a minute. Who has to drink it? Who drinks? Who drinks the Malay Lugmov? So there's three sheets that we saw. Pekitzer, the Torah brings down the Ga'inim that say the Makadish has to drink Malay Lugmov. No one else. The person that made Kiddush, he drinks Malay Lugmov. Where did he get it from? Once again, says the Bach, the Ga'inim read the Gemara Kipshutai. And they said Malay Lugmov means Malay Lugmov. HaMakadish im toim Malay Lugmov Yatza means the Makadish im toim Malay Lugmov Yatza. That's what it means. No one else. Only the Makadish has to drink Malay Lugmov. No one else. Says the Bach, they learned the Gemara Kipshutai. Why? Says the Mechaber, when he brings down the Goyinim, he says, even the Goyinim said this only by Kiddush, nowhere else. Why? What's special about Kiddush? Says the Taz, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Asmechu akro, it says, Zochor as Yom HaShabbos leKadshoy, the Gemara Darshan's Mpsochem Kovov, Zochreyu alayayin. It's Asmachto to be, because we find the Lashon of Zochor, Zichru keyena levonon, we use Zochor used in conjunction with Yayin. So when it says Zochor as Yom HaShabbos leKadshoy, it means Zochreyu alayayin. And therefore, it's almost a daraisa to use the wine. Memela, say the Goyinim, that the Mekadesh himself has to be Toyim. Kiniro, they understood that it's a Hemshech of the Kiddush. The same way that you can't stop in the middle of a Bracha, you can't stop in the middle before you drink. You have to be Mekadesh, drink the wine afterwards. HaMekadesh Tzarech Shiyutim. No one else could drink. Is it different for Shabbos Day? We didn't see in the Goyinim that it's different for Shabbos Day. L'chura, according to this, if it's Asmechu Akra, there should be a chilik. L'maisa, the Mechaber, didn't bring down the chilik. Even though there's two different siman and binigayat to Friday night and Shabbos day, L'maisa, he did not bring down the chilik, Mishnah Berurah didn't mention it. It could be, once they said it, binigayat to Kiddush, they weren't mechalik. The Memela, the Goyinim say, Kipshutoi, the Mekadish is the one that has to drink, no one else could drink. Says the Rosh. The Rosh says, no, somebody else could drink, it doesn't make a difference. Machnesh Lois. Lav dafka, Mekadesh, lav dafka. Anybody that wants to drink, a drink. But two people, you can't split it up into two people. Why not? The Rosh Lashitose. The Rosh says that the inyan of being Mekadesh on wine is that you should be nene from the wine. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to be Mekadesh, say the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on wine, so you should enjoy it afterwards. How much is enjoying if you have a Maloy Lugmov? That means you need one person to drink a Maloy Lugmov to be Yoytzi Lechidei Chavetz Kiddush. However, if you split into two people, then no one was nene. This person had a half a shirano, and this person had a half a shirano. And Ramela doesn't count. You need one person to drink. It doesn't have to be the Mekadesh. But you need at least one person to drink. Ramela, the person that can't drink, the Yeke, is this week I actually got the question from somebody, says that his father is a diabetic and can't drink. So Friday night, what are they supposed to do? Chamar Medina, we heard yesterday. Dekar Chamar Medina, we only do Shabbos day. Friday night, we don't do Chamar or Avdallah, but not Friday night. It could be that if Mamish can't and there's no wine, then you could do Chamar Medina. But if you have wine, so he says that his father's Mekadesh and he gives it to his mother. And his mother doesn't like drinking wine. So they drink only a little bit of wine. How much do they have to drink? So La Halacha L'Maaseh, according to like the Rosh says, it's not a problem. The Mekadesh could drink and some Mekadesh can make Kiddush and give it to somebody else. How much does that person have to drink? L'chatchila. Shitani, she has a small mouth. It's a smaller amount. In a Chanami, not a problem. The Ritva says not that way. The Ritva says, and the Beis Yosef brings down this Ritva, he says that not like the Goyinim and not like the Rush. He says even two people could be mitzaref for a shir Maloy Lugmov. And that's Tamua. Why should that be? It's not the Mekadesh, like the Goyinim say, you hold anybody as long as they're Nene. But at least somebody has to have Hano. If the Vart of drinking wine is that somebody should get Hano from this Kreitz Shel Yayin, then nobody got Hano of Kreitz Shel Yayin. It has to be that the Ritva learned differently. And the Achrayim want to say that he learned like, there's a Rashi in Erevin, it wasn't on the Maror HaKremes, it's a half a Rashi in the middle of a big sugya. But Rashi says in Erevin, when he's talking about making Kiddush, he says, the reason why you have to drink the wine after Kiddush, he says, Me'ikar Adin, you don't really have to. You could just make Kiddush on wine without even drinking it. Why? That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Arim Shir El Alayayin. When they poured the wine in the Mizbeach, the Levim sang. So anytime that you're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have wine. You're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kiddush, Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Havdalah, you should have it on wine. Do you have to drink it? No, make it then you don't have to. So why do we drink it? Says Rashi, Gnai Hu L'Koy Shel Bracha, his Lashon is, He says it's poshut to be zoyin. The reason why you have to drink it is a bizoyin. People are going to look at it and they said, you made a brei pri agafen on this kaisha bracha and no one's drinking it for naught. It's kilo, you made a bracha for no reason. So therefore somebody has to drink. How much do you have to drink? A mashu. Because batim, the only reason is it shouldn't be a bizoyin. As long as somebody drank from it, that's fine. So where does the shir of Malay Lugmav come in? Excellent. Where does the shir of Malay Lugmav come in? The Sharatzin bavarns this by us in Reish Ayin Aleph in Sifkotin Samachay, and he's mitzayin the Torah Shabbos, the Tosefta Shabbos that says you have to say Bedas the Ritva and Bedas Rashi, what the Ritva holds like that in a Chanami, that which you have to drink a Maloy Lugmav is not because you need a person to be Nene. Chalku Kovid Lekoy Shel Bracha, he says. His lashon is Chalku Kovid Lekoy Shel Choiva the Yitzdarech Maloy Lugmav Dafko in a Chanami. Really, you shouldn't need. But Kiddush is special. Kiddush, like we said before, and Asmechu Akro. It's almost the Daraisa to be Makadish on wine. Mamela, they gave it a special cover. Generally, with wine, all you have any time that you buy a chuppah, buy a bris, buy Havdalah possibly, you don't need more than a mashu. However, Benegeah to Kiddush, you need Chalku covered Lekoy Shel Choyva, that you need Dafka Amaloy Lugmov. But not because you need a person to be Nene from it. Mamela, if that's the case, even two people could join together. Even two people could join together. You don't need that a person should be Nana. However, says Mishnah Berurah, a fascinating Kiddush. He says, you need that everybody that's drinking together should drink it in the shir of Ashtiyas Yain, which is Kidei Ashtiyas Revias or Kidei Achilas Pras. You need that everybody together, the five people that are drinking, should all drink it within Kidei Ashtiyas Revias Lechatchila, which is less than a half a minute, 15 seconds, or Kidei Achilas Pras, which is up to 4 minutes. But if they drink it, they drag it out, in a chanami, you're not going to be yaitze. Frekta fikeyam, tamua. What are you talking about? If you're telling me that you don't need people to be nene, that means that we don't really need a shir shtiyah. It's just that they give a cover to koishal bracha, that the koishal bracha shouldn't go without people drinking. Memeila, chalku koishal bracha, they should need a mlai lugmav. But it's not that be'etzim you need a person to be nene from the koishal bracha. So then why should I need a shir? Why should I need to drink it within a shir? Not exactly clear. Mamele is kodek on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Kinnir understood that if I gave you a shir of a maloy lugmav, that means it's only chashiv if it's drinking, if it's consumed in the amount of time that the normal person would drink a maloy lugmav. And Mamele, if it's not consumed in that amount of time, then you're not yitzah. La'alach la'maisa, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Who has to drink? La'alach la'maisa, the Mechaber brings down all three shitas. Lechatchila, the Mekadesh should be the one that's drinking. If that's not possible, he could give it to somebody else to drink it. However, if even that's not possible, then a few people could drink together and be Mekayim this year. How long do you have to drink it within? The Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei Shtiyas Revius Lechatchila and Kedei Achilas Pras B'diyavin. As long as it was consumed within 4 minutes, it's not a problem.
Would that first apply to Havdalah? Why don't you apply it to Kosher Bracha of a
Chuppah? Excellent. Why don't we apply it to Kosher Bracha of a Chuppah? One of the tremendous questions. Anytime they went to Chuppah, they make a Brei Pri Agafen, and they give a little bit to the Chassan and a little bit to the Kala. And then what? What happened to the rest of the Maloy Lugmav? You see at the end of the Chuppah, you see the Kohen sitting there on the side. And very often by a bris, you see the same thing. You give a little bit to the baby, maybe the person knew a little bit, a chapi, drinks a little bit from his hand in between, that it shouldn't be considered a hefzik if the people that ever see. But who's drinking a Maloy Lugmav? We'll get to that in a minute. Who has to, if it's always. But that's what the Mechaber brings down. The three shitas, lechatchila, the Mekadesh should drink. Afterwards, if that's not possible, somebody else. If that's not possible, then you're even allowed to be mitzar of three people. But it has to be consumed within the amount of time that it takes to drink a shtiyas revius. Therefore, yesterday I heard that Rav Kalis said that your wife could be mekel to make kiddush on coffee, orange juice, coffee. She could have. Definitely iced coffee. L'chor v'pashtas, it is coffee. Supposedly they say from the Brisker Rav that really vaday coffee is chamar medino. He says, but you have a technical difficulty. Coffee, maybe this is before the days of iced coffee. But he says, when is it chamar medino? When it's piping hot. When it's piping hot, you can't drink a revius. You let it cool down. It's not chamar medino anymore. So you're stuck. Either way, he says, if you're going to use coffee, then you have to drink the coffee at least, kedei achil, you have to drink at least a Maloy Lugmav in the amount of time that it takes to Achilas Pras, which is within 4 minutes. If you're just sipping a little bit, it shouldn't be a problem. It should be without a problem. If you're eating cake in between, lechatchila you shouldn't be mafsik. And the male lechatchila you should drink the malay logmo without being mafsik with other things, for sure without talking. For sure without talking. And therefore she shouldn't talk before she does. If you're making coffee, if you're making kiddush on coffee. What's with schnapps? Can you make kiddush on schnapps? And if you make kiddush on schnapps, how much do you have to drink? Friday night you can't make kiddush on schnapps. For the most part, unless you're mamish, desperate, there's no wine to be gotten, bachlal. It's even better to make on pas. Than to make on schnapps, to use anything else. Shabbos day. What's with Shabbos day? Can you make on schnapps? So, Rabban v'gab tovim, they make on schnapps. Somebody told me that in his father's shul, the Rav got up and he said, nobody should be making on schnapps. You can't make on a shaklas. What is this business? Says there was a 90-year-old man there. He turns to the guy next to him and he says, I don't know, but my father made on schnapps, and my grandfather made on schnapps, and I'm not changing. The Marsham in Tshuva, in Kufayin Hay, he brings down from Chaim Tanzer and from Gedolim that they gave Edirus. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. How much schnapps do you have to be? If a person goes ahead and puts in a revius of schnapps and drinks some loy logmov, of course you can make on schnapps. Not a problem. If it's chamar medina, even lechatchilas as a mishnah berurah. If it's chalvav alov, the question is, can you make on a shot glass of schnapps? Pull the flask out of your pocket, fill up a shot glass, savari, shak on ebedvori. Is that enough? Can you be yotze with that or not? Says the bachacher, says the eish lavrami bachach. He says that those that want to be semich on the taz. The Taz says that your person can make a bracha achreino on a maloy lugmov. You don't need a revius. Anytime that you take a drink of Coke, a maloy lugmov is enough. That's a shir hana, like we said up until now. You don't need a revius. Maloy lugmov is enough. Why? That gives you a shir hana. Yituvi daite. Says the Taz, that's only by a regular drink. By schnapps, you get yituvi daite. You have hana. You're calmed with even less. Mamele, you don't even need a shir maloy lugmov. Even a shaklas would be enough, even less. Say the minigoylam. We have a Taz here that says that yituvi daite by wine, by schnapps is less. We know that by driving it says, right? One shot of whiskey is 8 ounces of wine, it's 12 ounces of beer. So we know that one shot of schnapps does yituvi daite, gets you going the same way that even more wine. So mamela, if all I need to do is to drink maloy lugmov, then I could even use a shot glass. I don't even have to drink more than that. What's that? How about the shiur of the kreis? Since it has chashivos, since schnapps has chashivas, excellent. Since schnapps has chashivas, then I don't need a revius. I have the chashivas in the shaklas itself. Says the bachacher in a chanami. They have a smach. Lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Lameilo, the person that's the enoch of the taz, zikher, yikifalazach of the taz. And in a chanami, ravim ba'am tovim. However, lechatchila should you do it. The Mishnah Berurah paskins lehedian siman reish ayin beis, of katan lamed. That lechatchila you should not make, you shouldn't, doesn't give you such an option. You say that you should use a revius of schnapps. And then give it out to other people. If you can't drink so much, you give it out to other people. It's not even drinking so much. We're talking about, it's kishmak to use a shot glass. However, lechatchila use a half a cup of schnapps, which is a revius, and then drink a maloy lugmov, which is 1.5 shot glasses, 1.5 ounces. That's all that it is. Now, does this apply, getting back to the question I was asked before, does this apply by avdol, does this apply by chuppah or not? The Maram Chalava, the Lemsov is a Mitzrayanir, the Maram Chalava says that any kreshal bracha is that way. And that's how it's passing Benegea 2. The Mechaber brings this down. Benegea 2, Birchas HaMazon and Simen Kuf Tzadi, he says you have to have a Malay Lugmov. Even also by Birchas HaMazon if you're bench alakais. Says the Taz in Yeredeo, in Hilchas Milo. He says that's only by something that's mentioned in the Gemara that you should use wine. Like Kais of Birchas HaMazon, or a Kais of Kiddush, Havdalah. However, something which is not mentioned in the Gemara, rather, we're doing it as covered, like by a chuppah. If you don't have wine, you do it without a kais. Or by milo or something, then in a chanami, you don't need a maloy lugmov. He brings it down from a shuvah zarajba. And a mela, underneath a chuppah, you could just give it a little bit to the chazan nakala. By a bris, you give a little bit to the baby. It's not so lechatchila, because the baby doesn't have das. Somebody else should drink at least a little bit. Lechatchila, drink a maloy lugmov, like the Rambam says. But by etzem, medina, it's only by kiddush, something which is mentioned in the Gemara, that we need a maloy lugmov. But other things, not. And the final halacha, that's ledino. What comes out ledino, how much a person drinks, he needs to drink a malay lugmov, whether we're drinking wine, whether we're drinking coffee, whether we're drinking schnapps, malay lugmov, which is a rave revius, which is about just over 1.5 ounces. You have to drink it in the time that it takes to drink a revius, which is 15 seconds or so, lechatchila, but the evidence you have up until 4 minutes. Even if it's a few people drinking together, they all have to drink within the 4 minutes. Arba kreis is the same shir. No, arba kreis is different. We go rave kreis lechatchila, rave kreis. That's That's a din of chiris. It's different than everything else. The no, the Makazah doesn't have to drink each time. Lechatchila, the Makazah should drink, but absolutely not. Anybody could drink. Now, the problem is that over there, they're doing it for most of the people in the rooms. They're not coming out to drink, and they can't drink half the people, and they don't want to drink the other half. So it's the person himself that has to drink. But in a Hanami, anybody could drink. Excellent question. Excellent question. How does he make another Beit Priyag Offen? In the Shmir Shabbos Gachos, he's misyachas to that. And he says, in truth, if he hasn't left the building, if it's the person himself, he shouldn't make a new Beit Priyag Offen. He should just be Mekadosh. He'll have to drink.
What's that?
So Kedusha D'Yayim, the halacha is, in that case, that is the bracha. That is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. It could be that it's different. Or we'll have to use, maybe give it to somebody else. But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's Arvis Betz, you're allowed to make, even though it's a, that's all that it is. The problem is that you don't have a Hesach Hadas, but that is the whole bracha. That is the whole mitzvah. And therefore, you're allowed to do it, even if you were yet to beforehand. Here's the takeaway. And this is Nageya, every day of your life, probably. And for sure, by Kiddush on Shabbos. That is all Me'ikra Adin. However, the Mechaber says, in Simin, Kuf Tzadi, there's a suffix how much a person has to drink to be able to make a bracha achreino. Is it a kezayis, like the shir of Achila? Is it a maloy lugmav, like the shir of Yom Kippur and the shir of Ano? Or is it a revias, like the shir of Kol HaTorah Kulo? It's a suffix, and we don't know what to do. There's no achra. What do you do when there's no achra? Suffix brachas lahakal. Until you drink a revias, you don't make a bracha achreino. Until you drink your visa, you don't make a bracha achreino. Not because we know that, because we don't know. Since we don't know, something brachas lekula until you make a revias. The Meila says the Mechaber, any time that you drink in your life, tzarech lizar to drink less than a kezayis or more than a revias. I'll read the lashon of the Mechaber. I didn't make it up. Tzarech lizar, shir shtiyas yayin leschai bebracha achreino yesh safek imdai bekezayis or revias. Lechein yizoher lishtois o yipachas mekezayis or revias. The truth is, in Reish Yud, he says, Toiv Lizohar. He doesn't say you're
Mechoyev. How do you drink the hot coffee?
How do you drink?
Because you're not going to have the shear, you're sipping it slowly, and it's not going to be a people and a whole other problem.
That's an amazing question, I have to say.
Those who are machos, that they leave at the end of the kites of their cold coffee to drink enough.
Great question. That's a great question. I wish I could get into it, because I had a story once. I went to a Rav, and I said to him, I said, it should be a svek sveka to make a brach on a coffee. A suffik, that you really have a long share of 4 minutes to drink a coffee. And even if you don't, it could be that a shtias revias of a coffee, a hot drink, is much longer. Because it takes you much longer to drink a hot drink than a cold drink. So he says to me, and the Mishnah Berurah holds from a svek sveka you make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, lehedia, by a svek sveka you don't make a bracha. If you have a suffik, you eat a big grape. And you're not sure if the grape is a kezayis or not. So the halacha is, it's a suffik kezayis. If it's not a kezayis, maybe it's a beria, a whole entire entity. Suffik, you have to make a bracha achreino, even if it's not a kezayis. Mishnah Berurah says, you don't make a bracha achreino. We know it's Sfiras HaEmer, you do. Difference between Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas... I have 5 minutes. Just want to finish up. If you want me to go over, I could, but I don't think anybody wants me to. The Memela Benegeto Kofi, you have an excellent question, and, well, we could discuss it afterwards, Be'ez Hashem. The Memela says, Toiv Lizar at least. Toiv Lizar to always drink less than a kezayis or more than a revias. When it comes to Kiddush, you don't have the option of drinking less than a kezayis because you have to drink a maloy lugumov. Memela says the Mechaber, you have to drink a revias. You have to drink a revias. Why? So you should know, be able to make a bracha achreino. Now, that's with every time that you drink. If you drink less, you drink in between a kezayis and a revias, don't make a bracha achreino. But lichatchilo, toiv lizar, says Mechaber, it's in two places, in Ksimen Kuftzadi, Ksimen Reish Yud, he says the same thing. Lichatchilo. Now it's not so much, once again, a half of a plastic cup is already revius, which is 3 ounces. It's not a lot at all. Not a lot at all. You drink 3 ounces, you make a bracha achreino. When it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos morning, so generally when you make Kiddush, and you're having a Suda afterwards, you don't have to worry about how much wine you're drinking. If you drank a Malay Lugmov, even if you didn't drink a revius, your Birchas HaMazon patters the wine that you drink. However, when you're making Kiddush in Shul, and you're having a mezainis afterwards, and you're not benching afterwards, then you get into issues. You get into issues with the bracha rishayno and the bracha achreino. Why is that? If somebody else made kiddush, and you wanted to taste a little bit of wine, you drink a little bit of wine, now what do you do with regard to your next bracha? We know the same way that if a person has bread, it patters his bracha rishayno from all the rest of the foods that he's going to eat. So too with wine. If you drank wine, it patters the bracha rishena of all the drinks that you're going to drink afterwards. Mainly, if you're going to drink Coke after you drink wine, you do not have to make a shakon eved roi. That is the halacha, paskin and shulchan aruch siman kuf ayin dalet. How much wine? Says the Mishnah Berura, the Nesiva says in Sefer Derech HaChaim, he says that how much you drink, even a mashu, one drop, and you patered everything. He says, I don't think so. We see by Kiddush, you need a shir hana. Maloy lugma, you have to drink a maloy lugma. It's a suffix now. So if you drink less than a maloy lugma, I don't know what to do, says the Mishnah Berura. Did you pater the rest of your drinks or not? So he says, if you're going to drink something else afterwards, you took a little bit of wine from the Mekadosh. Less than a maloy lugmav. Now you don't know whether or not you should make a drink on your Coke afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berura, ask somebody else to be maitziyu. Or take a little bit of sugar or herring. Take a little bit of herring and potter it up. Make a shaka for something else. Because you have a safek benegeta to bracha rishenu. Let's say you're the Mekadosh. You drank a maloy lugmav. You for sure potter the rest of your drinks. Now you went ahead and you had a cup of Coke afterwards. Or you had a coffee and you hold you're supposed to make a brain of fashis. So you had a maloy lugmav of wine. And you had a revius of Coke afterwards. What do you do with regard to the bracha achreino on the Coke? Says the Shaar HaTzion in Simin Reish Ches Sivkot and Ayin. He says, we have a suffix over here. We're stuck. Our hands are tied behind our back. Why? To make an ala gefen on your wine, you can't. If you'd make an ala gefen on your wine, you wouldn't have to make a bracha achreino on the drinks that you drink afterwards. Because the bracha achreino also potters the brain of fashas of the rest of the drinks. The same way that it potters from bracha rishena. But now that you didn't drink a revius, misafik, you can't make an ala gefen. Misafik, you can't make an ala gefen. So what are you supposed to do? You're left with a revius of coke that you don't have a bracha achreino on. Make a brain of fashas? You can't make a brain of fashas. Maybe that's not its richtige bracha. Maybe that's not the correct bracha. The correct bracha is the ala gefen. Misafik, I can't make it. But the ikur bracha that you're supposed to be making on this cup of coke is an ala gefen, not a brain of fashas. Tzorachin lamaisa. Tzorachin lamaisa. Maybe. Unfortunately,
why would we consider it mazuk or put it together with Sarah?
Maybe. Let me just finish up, Rabbi Isai. Says, there are a lot of good questions. Each question is a good question. Each question deserves to be mesachas too, but I need to just finish the last part. Says Ramesh, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't understand the Mishnah Berurah. What are you talking about? For sure, the halacha of Iker V'Tafel, the Zekler by Iker V'Tafel. Is it that the Tafel doesn't need a bracha? Or for sure, a Tafel needs a bracha. But if you don't have a bracha, but the bracha of the ikar, pater is the tuffel. What's a simple nafgamino? If you eat the tuffel before you eat the ikar, does it need a bracha or not? If it doesn't need a bracha, even if you need it beforehand. If it needs a bracha, it's just patered by the bracha of the ikar, then you have to make your own bracha. La lach lamais, it's pashin, he says mevur in the Mishnah Berurah himself that he holds this way, that the tuffel needs a bracha. You take macaroni out of the fridge, and you start eating it, and then you realize you need some damage control, so you want to take some ketchup, you didn't have it in mind beforehand, and you put the ketchup on top, you have to make a shakal on that ketchup. If it wasn't in mind beforehand, even though it's a tuffel. Because you didn't have it in mind, and the tafel needs a bracha, and it wasn't potter with the bracha of the ikur, because you didn't have it in mind. Memel, it's pashit that any time that you have a tafel and an ikur, if you don't have the bracha of the ikur for the tafel, then the tafel gets its own bracha. Memel, it's pashit in this case where you had a cup of coke that you have to make a brain of fashas in this case. It's pashit you have to make a brain of fashas. Mishnah Berurah Kinnira understood not that way. Why? Because if you're really mechuyev to make an ala gefen in this case, then the bracha on the coke is no longer a brain of fashas. The bracha on the coke is an ala gefen. It lost its bracha. You got a misafik, you're not able to. But since klapei shemaya galio, the halacha is that you should be making an ala gefen now, then in a chanami, there is no brain of fashas that you can make, b'tzarachin lamaisa. What do we do? If we want to hold like the Mishnah Berurah, you can pass like Ramesha, Ravozna goes the same way, and he says you can make a brain of fashas on the coke. There's another eitzah that helps, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, and this will end. He says, if you're having a mezainis, that's what you had. You washed, you had Kiddush, and you're having Mizainus afterwards, you can make an Ala Michyo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and Simin Reish Beis, and Reish is Mavur this way also, he says Lehedya. He says, once you're making an Ala Michyo, if you have a suffix on your Ala Gefen, you could throw in your Ala Gefen into your Ala Michyo. And Mamela, when you make an Ala Michyo, you'll say Ala Michyo Val Kokolov, Ala Gefen, Al Priya Gefen, then you have an Ala Gefen, and it'll pater your Coke as well.